Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. Hey! Yes. I hope everybody's ready because we're going to give you a workout today with all the celebrity news we have for you. But we got to say hello to the gang out in Atlanta.
What's up, Atlanta?
Hey, y'all.
Good to see you. Later in the show, Cardi B finally shows baby culture. Mm-hmm. And did somebody go too far with a prank on Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott? But first, it's award season.
Oh, right.
Yes, it's upon us. And the first big award show of the season is the Golden Globes. It's going to air January 6th. And before the nominees even came out, they announced the host of the show is going to be Andy Samberg, formerly of SNL, and Sandra Oh of Grey's Anatomy. You know, that duo.
I don't know.
That's
an
unusual pairing.
Who are these people?
Huh. Oh, Andy Samberg, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Part of Lonely Island.
Okay, but what about the woman?
Sandra Oh. Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
Okay.
But why are they coupled up?
Maybe they have something coming out in the future. They're going to be the next Abbott and Costello. Who knows? The next big duo. But first, what else she got, Headcrack?
Well, when the nominations were announced this morning, there were some people making big history. Can I get a rah, 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 rah for Lady Gaga? She is officially a dramatic actress. Now, she was nominated for Best Actress in a Drama for a role in A Star is Born. And if she wins, she would make history as the first singer to ever win that category. So, we're rooting for her. I think she's built for it.
I feel like she can win. A lot of people tell me she was really good in that movie.
Yeah, she works hard. She deserves it.
Back in the day, was Barbara Streisand in the original nominated back
Man,
in the day?
Man, I wasn't old enough to care, bro.
I don't know.
But I mean, if Lady Gaga wins, I mean, I'm sure she's gonna pay homage to Miss Streisand.
Barbara.
Well, Lady Gaga's not all alone in these streets, cousin, because her co-star Bradley Cooper was nominated for Best Actor in a Drama and as Best Director for the movie, which is the first time he's ever done that.
Yeah, Frank disagrees with that.
He did a great job, and it's a great movie. I mean, as far as director goes, as far as acting goes, I don't think he really stretched himself as an actor. I think he was pretty much trying to act like Sam Elliott, who plays his brother in the movie. Okay. So it's like, this would make it seem like they're more related. So, but I don't think best actor. But best director, definitely. And Lady Gaga has to get this
Frank,
award. If she doesn't, then
the
it's
Academy
crap.
Feels different than you, okay? And apparently your opinion don't damn matter because he's nominated for one, and he's probably going to win it. And I hope he does because I'm so tired of you throwing shade on everybody. I mean, we love you and you the man and everything, but for the past couple of days, my homie,
he's in a mood.
Yeah, you on the rag.
You know, but for two people stepping outside their comfort zone, though, that's not a bad first outing.
At all.
No, it's not.
At all.
It's great.
We don't want your bad romance, Frank.
Well, even though at the beginning of the year, everybody thought we was going to be Wakandaing it up, but no actors were nominated for Black Panther or as director.
Wow, that's crazy.
I mean, it was a good movie, but I'm saying,
I thought that it was groundbreaking. I thought that they were going to get something.
Well, the movie did something. They got nominated for Best Picture, so puts everybody in the bag. So if the award gets given out, everybody gets to go on stage.
Yeah, well, you better give us something to keep us quiet, because we ain't going to shut up.
Because we want to be on the stage holding hands singing Kumbaya.
Being a Marvel movie, Marvel movies never get nominated for Best Picture, so that is a huge accomplishment.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, like everybody thought when Green Lantern came out, that sealed the deal. No Marvel movie would ever get nominated. Or a superhero movie for that matter, but yo, we've done it. We made it. And 9-time Golden Globe nominee and 2-time winner Denzel Washington is a proud father today. His son, John David Washington, got his first Golden Globe nomination for BlacKkKlansman.
He deserved it. I love that movie.
So John David and his father watched the announcement together this morning, and allegedly Denzel shed one of those slow glory tears. Like the one he got, like, you know, when he was getting
whooped. He's just trying to get himself an award, Daddy.
And that child sounds just like his dad. If you close your eyes, my God, he sounds just like Denzel.
Yeah.
If you ever had a conversation with him or, like, just hear him talk in anything.
You could just watch him.
Like, the mannerisms are strong.
It's the mother and father in him.
He just looks exactly like his mom.
Yeah, okay.
But he sounds like the dad.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Dad mannerisms.
Well, we've been heavily talking about Cardi B lately, and not 24 hours after she announced her split from rapper Offset, she posted this picture of her baby daughter, Culture. Look at this baby. Oh, my God. I mean, she talked about turning a negative into a positive because we were really, you know, sort of going after her and talking about that. And everybody just had all these bad feelings. But then the second that you put up a picture of a cute baby, all the negative goes
away. That baby looks just like her.
It's medicine.
A baby will change the whole conversation.
Like you said, 24 hours ago, we saw her video announcing that they broke up. And she was, you know, topless and doing it and flipping her hair. And looks fantastic.
On her page, the very next is this.
I think this is very passive aggressive. I think when you post this picture of the baby, this is the first time we've seen Culture, right?
Yeah.
You post a beautiful picture that's not staged like this. It's like, you almost look at, you know, at her husband and go, what are you doing? How could you possibly leave Cardi B and this beautiful little girl? You messed it up. So I think it's very passive aggressive on Cardi B's part. So how could he leave such a thing?
Well, that or it's like, was he the one who didn't want her to show Culture this whole time?
He was the one, according to the report.
Yeah, and now he added there, and she like, oh, let me take a picture right now. Forget a photo shoot. Forget all that little stuff. I'm going to take your picture and post it right now.
Now I want a baby again. I thought that had passed, and now I'm all geared up again for a baby.
You want a baby?
Yeah, I kind of
got baby fever over there, honey. A little
bit. I thought the fever broke, and I cleared up, and then I see the Culture, and I'm like, well, I don't know, maybe.
So
Heidi, if you could have a baby with any celebrity, what celebrity would it be?
Brett.
Come on, Brett, let's try anyway. Let's at least try.
Ain't no haps, Heidi.
I'll have your baby,
Brett.
Heidi, right after this one, all right?
All right.
Coming up next on Disney.
After the break.
I think I'm sticking with Shamar Moore. He's pretty. You.
Well, y'all, rapper Travis Scott has 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. So if you're not familiar with the latest drama, a few days ago, a photoshopped image of a man who appeared to be Travis Scott kissing a woman who was not Kylie Jenner made its way around the internet, prompting fans to wonder if the rapper was cheating on his girlfriend.
Oh.
Honey, well, you know Travis ain't waste no time. He was not too happy about this photo, and he let fans know immediately that it was not him. And he was right, y'all, because the popular damn YouTuber named Christian Adams recently posted a video admitting the photo in question was staged, y'all. And he offered a visual explanation of how he pulled it off. This is so petty. Take
this
a look.
This is awful.
That photo you've seen of Travis Scott allegedly cheating on his significant other, Kylie Jenner, was completely staged, and we were the ones to do it. Never pulled off anything like this before, never even tried. But hey, watching the Yes Theories video gave me the drive to want to pull something like this off. The goal of this video is not to hurt anybody's relationship, but it's to see how gullible is the internet. The question is, do the internet even care about the truth sometimes?
Well, y'all, this definitely had people fired up about his foolery, especially big sister Kim, who tweeted, "I hate that I'm bringing attention to this, but this is absolutely disgusting that you would find this funny to mess with Travis and Kylie, who just started a family together. This is really damaging to relationships, families, and it's just so wrong."
But I believe this is true, though. I don't believe this guy is lying. I believe that was Travis, honey, and he probably paid this guy.
So what would y'all do if somebody did this to y'all? For real, because we're laughing, but this could really happen.
Well, yeah.
What if somebody tricked you, head crack, and had you like you were cheating on your wife?
I would just, once again, I would either blame it on the alcohol. Because sometimes, like, people remind me of stuff I did. I'm like, where was I when I did that?
Yeah, right. Frank does that a lot, too. He's like, oh, my God, last night. He goes, did I have a good time? I'm like, yeah,
look, if they photoshopped me with a girl who looks like that, hell, I said, yeah, it's me.
Up next, we talk about Michelle Obama's side eye and Ray J's sex drive. Don't worry, it's not the same story. Find out what we're talking about right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Well, when Michelle Obama said, when they go low, we go high. She really meant it. Yesterday, the world watched on as President George H.W. Bush was funeralized. So as tradition would have it, all the living presidents were in attendance. And let's just say, the tension in the air was a bit awkward.
There's been a lot of bad blood, not just between President Trump and the Democratic presidents and first ladies in that pew, Obama, Clinton, and Carter, but also between President Trump and the Bush family.
Well, y'all, was that shade or not? Michelle, she's sweet and kind, but that side, I said it all, honey. And Hillary, she was not here for it at all. She didn't even lift a finger, and she just looked straight forward, tunnel vision. She didn't even acknowledge the Trumps. That's what I'm talking about. So was that presidential shade or what?
Absolutely.
That was presidential shade. If I have ever seen it.
Okay.
And I have to say, yes, Michelle gave that facial shade, but the fact that Hillary didn't even move her neck, she didn't even adjust, she knew that they were going to sit at the end, so if she saw movement, do not look.
Okay.
She got her mannequin on.
She did.
Right. She did.
She had on the horse blinders.
I saw a meme that said, this is me ignoring my bills.
Yeah, but right. Shout out to Bill Clinton. Like, chill Bill. Like, he seemed like he got a kick out of all of it. Like, just that smug look on his face.
Yeah, that little smug.
But see, okay, if this was the Real Housewives reunion, and you know they got to sit us on the couch, some of us have the same animosity, I would be Bill. I'm petty as hell. Like, Bill's sitting there like he want to smirk at the whole situation.
And you do that, too, because you've done it on a couple of them, honey. You always sit, honey.
Yes.
And just look at them and, like,
yes.
Smile.
No, I'm not going to be bothered, honey. You'll feel uncomfortable, not I.
Well, moving on, recently Love & Hip Hop Hollywood star Princess Love opened up about motherhood and wanting to expand her family with her hubby, Ray J, but there's just one problem.
What?
The cookie ain't been getting treated to no nookie.
Oh.
What?
Yep, in a recent interview with BET's Rack Rants, when asked about having more babies, Princess Love had a lot to say about her limp biscuit that she shares with Ray J.
O-M-G.
Take a look.
How's it feel being a mommy, Princess?
It's the best feeling ever.
Are you going to do it again soon?
I hope so. But you have to have sex, too, so it has to go hand in hand.
Damn.
Well, no. Well, we can't do it.
You ain't getting no nugget?
I mean, no, we've done it, like, 3 times.
But, damn.
That's your wife. You do your job now, bruh.
I'm always ready.
You've been limp lately. Like, it doesn't even get up anymore.
They're old.
Almost reminds me of the time when, like, Mike Tyson and Robin Givens were, like, on the Bob Walters show, and she was talking crazy about him, why he sat there.
He probably saw the baby being born, and some men, it takes them a little while to get that image out of their head.
Well, don't do that then. Don't do that with Dennis.
But I hear this a lot, though, that people with newborns, they don't have time for sex. Headcrack, you have a lot of kids. Was it like that in the beginning?
That's why I have a lot of kids. Apparently, it's not like
that. It didn't bother you.
I had to hire a hockey goalie to block me from getting to it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
a lot of guys who have been with a lot of women and been around the world and been with every kind of woman, they tend to think their wife is like the sweet little wife, you know, the mother of my daughter. I don't want to do those nasty things to her. And then they put her in a box.
Exactly.
You know?
They still go out and cheat, hell.
You have to destroy that box.
Yeah, you still got to say, you got to bring the hoe back.
Yes.
We taught you this.
Bring the inner hoe back.
Yeah.
You ain't watching this. We just told you about
that. Let me show you how you got this child.
No, I'm going to hide you up no matter what.
Okay.
Welcome to Hightstown. Coming up, how much is too much when you're a teacher? We'll tell you all about it after the break. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Hey.
Now, there's a teacher who's being scorched online by people after a clip circulated on the internet of her teaching attire. Take a look.
My mom.
Who videotaping her? She doing this on purpose.
This sentence.
Oh.
What happened?
Nope.
Based on what we learned.
Nope. Now, hold on. That ass ain't real. Did you see that thing from the back?
Able to assess.
After the video.
video started getting negative attention, a teacher/model clapped back with, I've been seeing one of my lives floating all over social media because apparently my jeans are a topic of a conversation. Again, so let me start off by saying I teach at a local college and therefore all of my students are adults. Additionally, I'm allowed to wear what makes me comfortable and I love jeans and heels. Nothing wrong with that. Forgive me for not wearing baggy jeans from the 90s.
So first of all,
those weren't jeans.
Those were jeggings. Those were made. Those are like the Mexican jeggings made to show your ass, okay? And number two, what is the live about? Her booty? Because it didn't show the board that she was writing the education on.
Who's filming?
It was filmed just to show her body.
It was set up right in her butt.
Yeah, right and she knew it.
Told him one of the guys probably was doing this to send to his friends.
She looked at the camera.
It's on her account.
She's trying to go viral. That's all. And we can't give it to you because you tried too hard.
Well, she already went because we talking about the
Yeah, well, we shouldn't be, because she tried too hard. It was like a setup, y'all.
Yeah, this is GMO.
Yeah.
Genetically modified booty.
You know, being that she says she is a college teacher, is it okay for her to wear those type of clothes?
Yeah, absolutely, because those classes are hard to pay attention in.
Yeah, I mean, I think at the same time, even though I'm coming down on her, she can't help the way she shaped or got her body shaped.
That's true.
She can't help
it. But if you're
a
professor or a teacher, a nice suit jacket, it just like cover the top of that thing or something. Like, you don't want to distract your students. What's the lesson? Ass and today, class?
Yeah.
Well, astrology.
Face down, ass up.
Excuse me. Portia is pregnant and we're seeing ass and belly. I mean, well, people.
I'm not ass and belly.
She's not a teacher. She's not teaching students anything.
I don't want to see her butt pregnant.
How is this offensive?
Because I don't want to see your butt or your belly. I want you to wear a nice muumuu.
It's a beautiful thing.
Well, buy one, buy two.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
That's right, guys. And I have an easy and accessible way for you to charge your cell phones without dragging your charging cords around with you. It's the Clutch Power Charging Wallet, y'all. And it's for smartphones and USB devices. This soft vegan leather wallet has printed cotton lining. It comes in 12 different colors and has slots for you to hold your credit cards in. Also, it has enough battery power to fully charge your smartphone.
Now, this is something that I can get with. How much is it?
Well, y'all, hold on to y'all chairs, because you usually, the Chic Buds Clutch at Power Charging Wallet will cost you $50. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it is only $20! Yes, with this cute lining and things.
That's
y'all just
amazing.
Go to morningsafe.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Speaking of great products, honey, wouldn't you want a pillow shaped like a butt?
Ooh.
Come right back, honey, to find out more about why they might be the next big thing right after the break.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
What up?
If anyone is running out of Christmas gift ideas, this might be the gift, honey, to give this holiday season,
y'all.
Yes, and I'm in line for that. The company by the name of Jaya is offering a product called the Buttress Pillow.
Introducing the Buttress Pillow. Soft, comfortable, all natural. Everyone can feel the peace and happiness of butts.
I want one, honey.
I'll get you one,
give
Gary.
Give me one, now. Nah.
Because my thing is, it ain't shaped like a woman's ass. It look like you laying on a dude's ass, and I
well,
don't like
or
fine.
A tiny
it
ass.
It need to be lifted up a little bit more and have a few more curves in it for me to sleep
like,
well.
Like, where's the Brazilian butt pillow?
Yeah,
like,
where's
yeah.
I love it when you're laying your face in it. I mean, because you're resting.
Now, that was just too much.
I could see this selling. I'm going to get you one, Gary.
Give me one now. Don't forget now. Could it relieve the stress of the day?
They need to make one with the brat's butt. That would be great for four.
I thought you was my friend.
You said brat butt?
No.
Yeah, you said make one out of brat's butt.
You going to co-sign for one?
What? It's two for the price of one. It's just perfect.
Brat's butt is actually bigger than Porsche's.
Head crack. Oh, my God. Man, it's soft. I poked it. It was like,
All right, already, damn it.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsafe.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.